This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
We get together like this every weekend. That fellow playing the carpet there, you know, the shh sound, he's running for mayor. And the a girl playing the Venetian blinds there, she models hands. Great on gloves. Yeah, it's beginning to cook now. Oh, that chick-chick sound there, that's an OB man. Fine man. And the other guy is just about ready to play the table over there. Live wire salesman for a plastic awning company. Never misses a session. Oh, that fellow, you never know it. The toy piano? It's his kid's. He, you know, steals it. Used to be an arthritic. Great for his hands. Yeah, oh, that fellow on the wastebasket over there. He used to be a catcher for one of the big clubs, but he sprained his little finger. Ah, it's really beginning to cook. You ought to try it at your house. So you're an amateur. Everyone's an amateur. No one lives long enough to be anything but an amateur. Yeah. Excuse me, I have to find something to play. I want to join in.
Majesty the policeman, see? I figured that must be the draggiest job in the world. Think what a drag it is going out on a good day. You're feeling real good. You're riding along. Your squad car's all polished up, you know what I mean?
I gave you tonic.
You're feeling real mellow. Along comes some poor stud with a load of kids like a flower pots all over the place. Going a little too fast, you know what I mean? You got to stop the cat. You got to bring him down and lay one on him. It's a pretty tough job. And then when you walk up to you, you don't know whether they're going to pull out a French 75 or what the... It's a drag, so I wrote a little thing called His Majesty the Policeman. He's a children friend at every bend, the policeman. And you can bet your life he's hip to Mac the knife. That's His Majesty the Policeman. You should never trip a policeman. or try to hip or even tip a policeman. Get a ticket to the ball, and you can't fight City Hall. That's the mad state, the policeman. Say, remember the nobility. They're here, they're everywhere, it's mobility. You can look near and far, but they'll pin you by radar. That's the mad state, the policeman. Here they come, hippity-boop, the man in blue. Hop-a-da-bop, the sergeant's there. Rivety-bip, the patrolman too. Hop-a-da-bop, the chief looks right. Hop-a-da-bop, the captain straight. Rivety-bip, hip-hip-hooray. The royal crew. Hop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop. You always try to swing with a policeman. And never ring-a-ding a policeman. And if you're really hip, you'll never make a slip against their majesties, the policemen.
Where is he?
Swing, swing, swing.
Hi, this is your boy, Harry the Hipster. I want all you hip kiddies to dig this story about the two crazy cats. Once upon a time, two cats drove downtown to pick up some loot from the Union. They parked right in front of Local 802, that's in New York. One cat says, "Man, you wait in the car, I'll pick up the loot for both of us." Well, that boy must have waited about 6 or 7 weeks. And that cat never showed. 5 years later, he's walking down the street, he saw the cat standing on the corner. He ran up, he says, "Hey man, what happened?" The cat jumped real salty. He said, "I thought I told you to wait in the car." He said, "Yeah man, but I gotta go all the way out to California." So the guy laid some loot on, he bought a bus ticket. Next day, he's out in the middle of the country. He walks up to the bus driver, he tapped him on the shoulder, he says, "Hey man," he says, "when are we gonna get to Seattle?" Bus driver turned around and says, "I'm sorry, Jack, we don't even go to Seattle." Well, 2 days later, the cat walks up to the bus driver, tapped him. He says, "Hey, man, when are we going to get to Seattle?" Bus driver turned around and says, "I told you before, man, we don't even go to Seattle." The cat looked down and says, "Well, fake it, man, fake it." By the time he got to Los Angeles, he was broke. So he went to the post office to get a city job. The man says, "Well, you can have the job. All you got to do is take a little test." He said, "That'll be cool." You get in the next room, the man says, "Well, this is a simple little thing." He says, "How far do you think it is from here to Los Angeles?" Well, he was in San Francisco at this time. So he says, "Oh, about 400 miles. The man says, "That's fine." He says, "How far do you think it is from San Francisco to New York?" Oh, the cat says, "About 5,000. He says, "You're doing great." He says, "One more little question." He says, "How far do you think it is from here to the moon?" The cat looked up, he says, "Man, if I gotta work that shift, I don't want the job." Well, he turned it down. That was the only shift they had open. Next day, he picked up a buddy, and they went out and got a job with a couple of grave diggers. They're digging. They're out there in the afternoon. Must have dug about a half inch. One cat stopped. The other guy turned and said, "What's the matter?" The cat looked up, shook his head. He says, "Man, I don't dig them graves." Well, they decided to go out to Las Vegas to get even. They jump in a plane, the plane lands in the Las Vegas airport. They just walked out of the plane and all of a sudden, one of them great big atomic bombs blew up. One cat turned around and says, "Man, this town really rocks." They must have been in Vegas a couple of months, didn't score, so they took a job on a boat. Got an ocean liner the next day right out of Las Vegas. Must have taken them about 4 years to get to the ocean. They get out in the middle of the ocean, they both got up. One cat says, "Let's get on a health kit and get out in the sun." So they walked out, and they must have walked out there about a half a minute, right out in the sunlight. One cat leaned over the rail, he says, "Man, dig all that water." The other cat turned around, he says, "And that's only the top." Well, they landed on the other side, and the boat landed right in the middle of Brazil, right in the middle of the jungle. They get out, and they're walking around. They got kind of warm, so they took their shoes off. And just as they took their shoes off, they came to a pond, and the both of them jumped in the pond and started swimming around. Well, they're out there having a ball. They're swimming, and they swam right past a whole school of alligators. They didn't even pay any attention to them. They thought they were crocodiles or violin cases. Well, one of these alligators got loose, swam back at one of the cats, and chopped off one of his little toes. Just a little piece. The cat yells, he says, "Hey man," he says, "one of them alligators just chopped off a little piece of my little toe." The cat says, "Which one?" The cat looked up and says, "I don't know, man." He says, "All them alligators look alike." Well, he finally got back to New York, and they get up on the roof. I'd like to continue this story, but right now we're going to cool it, and we'll dig you in the next opus. So until then, let's make it later. Later, man.
We're gonna have a real good time together. We're gonna have a real good time together. We're gonna have a real good time together. We're gonna laugh and dance and shout together. Na 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 na
together. We're gonna have a real good time together. Oh, we're gonna laugh and dance and shout together. Hey, early now, baby. Na 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 na
see, I got this big plan. I'm gonna get me a big, long, shiny bus.
How are you gonna find a guitar like that?
Well, like you see, I saw a guy around the corner. He's got a guitar for sale. It's just like Eddie Cochran's.
How are you gonna find a gal like that?
Well, baby, I got my eye on a couple of gals. Let me tell you, there's a one just down the block that I like.
How are you gonna find a job like that?
Oh, baby, I've been looking, please. Don't make me find a job like that.
You're off your rocker.
It's not so bad with the singing and the playing and the shaking of the tukas.
The night was black, roads were icy, snow was falling, drifts were high. I was weary from my driving and I stopped to rest for a while. Sat down at a truck stop. I was thinking about my past. I've had a long streak of bad luck, but I'm praying it's gone at last. 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 I've had a long streak of bad luck, but I'm praying it's gone. Around some and I don't fall too easily, but that girl, she looks so dejected, she just grab my sympathy. Sweet little soul, says I, what's your problem? Tell me why you're so downcast. I'm very low, streaking that bad luck, but I'm afraid it's gone and last, 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 gone and last. I'm very low, streaking that bad luck, but I'm afraid it's gone and last. Unprepared, somebody will come and lift you higher, and your burdens will be shared. And I do believe if I hadn't met you, I might still be sick and fat.
If I was younger and, well, and really have that great of a body to begin with, but more of a cabana boy than I do at nearly 70, I would be dancing naked, and you can feel free as an option to do a brain scrub now with that boast. To this music, this is Chuck Wood with Neil Casal on guitar, from the 2019 album that I did something with. Where is that sucker? Oh, the sucker's talking to you on microphone. No, really, where is it? Well, wherever it is, take my word, there it is. This is Chuck Wood from the album A New Beginning. And the track called Dreams of Nigeria, which I'll send that one out to an A-lister on our team that hosts, produces, and programs the Pale-Faced Parabola on a weekly basis, the big guy. Also to the impresario of Studio A, the mystery man. And it was somebody else. I love this piece. Produced by John Ginty, who's not too shabby himself, on the B3. Chuck Wood music. He played a gig on Sunday here in our area. Three women, three men, and our parabolic witness to the glory of the ensemble said it was just outstanding. Not sure he said outstanding, but something similar. Chuck Wood, Neil Casal, the late Neil Casal, who, if you look at information, the last name, well, it's N-E-A-L, and the last name is spelled C-A-S-A-L. His webpage by his former manager, Gary Waldman, is dedicated and has a lot of information to the mentally ill or depressed. And we speculate that that's what happened when Neil did himself in about 7 years ago now, after the Lockin' Festival in Virginia here in America. At 50, he led a pretty rich career. And I was friends with the cat. And he was one of those musical sponges that, as a fellow collector, traveler on the road, you're always glad to see. Because it's like, hey, man, what'd you get? Oh, yeah, I had that record. Here's what'd you get, Jerry? And I was like, well, yeah, I got this and that. And a lot of stuff that's clogging up our basement right now, our laboratory. Neil Casal, Chuck Wood, as said, Dreams of Nigeria. Paul Simon, before that, there's a book out. And if the big guy doesn't mind, we could be making a bookstore run tomorrow, since it's going to be midnight here after the show. There's a new book out about Paul Simon and the making of the Graceland album from 1986, with all kinds of drama and intrigue around it. I've never been the biggest fan of that record. I think the following record, The Rhythm of the Saints, is just as good, if not better. And he's made some spectacular music in his career. I got a lot of time for Paul Simon. He's supposedly really tough to work with. But that's okay. So was McCartney. And some of the greats, they demand much because they want much. We heard a live version, and I didn't mean to play that, but not too bad that I did. Gone at Last, which is on the album Still Crazy After All These Years. I think his counterpoint on the studio track, the original of that, was Phoebe Snow. And this is from live in New York City on June 6th, 2011, at the famous Webster Hall. Paul Simon, who's going to have a new live album out in the next couple of weeks or so. And it's amazing that he's still touring. He made the album of the year, I thought, a couple years ago with his Seven Psalms record. And this is not that. This is a full band. And they are working it. Waking it. I be jumping JB. He's the mystery man. The big guy in the other room. 82 years and 3 days. Thank you. Before Paul Simon, Opus de Ocho by a band that 3D and me were strolling around the boardwalk of Asbury Park, and this band was playing at one of the restaurants there or something like that, and they were a knockout. So I went over, I said, hey, listen, you know, I host a program on here in the States on Homegrown Radio NJ. I said, I'd like your stuff. The album's not as good as what I saw live. Oftentimes it isn't with indie bands. But I think that track has got some merit to it. Opus de Ocho from Status Green. That's the name of the band. The album's called Greatest Hits Volume 1. I don't even know if they're still together. This band album, at least, was put out a couple decades ago. Well, you can test it. Status Green Music, all one word, statusgreenmusic.com. Tell them Jumpin' JB sent in, and say, who? Brian Setzer from the album Gotta Have the Rumble, one of his solo records. 2021, the year, we heard Off Your Rocker. And I have a close friend who happened to get a Stray Cats ticket for half price for their tour here in New Jersey when it stopped here last weekend. He said, you can't be tighter than that band and Brian Setzer's guitar playing. And he's a guitar player himself, so he knows of what he speaks. He said he's tracking it like it was 1980. He's still that good. And I was glad to hear that, because I used to follow the Stray Cats around like a groupie, especially when I put on my red high-heeled pumps for a Friday night show. Oh, is the mic on? Velvet Underground. And I was telling the mystery man a story. Now, there was a guy who used to play at my store. We became friends. Saw him through some tough times. He saw me through some tough times. And he hated Lou Reed as a guitar player. He's, my God. I said, well, I know if Pete's ever overstaying his welcome at a party I'm throwing, I know what to put on to chase him out of there. Never had the opportunity to make that work, but he couldn't stand the Velvet Underground. He said, what do people see in these people? I said, I don't know, but the famous line about the Velvet Underground, which you hipsters with ears to hear know already, is that 500 people bought the Velvet Underground and Nico record, and every single one of them started their own band. We heard We're Gonna Have a Real Good Time Together from 1969, recorded live in Dallas. It's Mo Tucker's birthday tonight, the drummer of the Velvet Underground. And talk about rudimentary. She made Lou Reed seem like Alan Holdsworth. Want to send this next one out to Murphy and Lizzie, our two beloved cats who we've had for the last over 9 years. Got them in July of 2017 when I had just cheated the hangman. And it was a close call, man. Talk about, I was wide awake and I was seeing worried faces praying over me. It's like, I might be in trouble here. Well, survived that. And 2 weeks later, we took these two cats home because our beloved cat that I married into, Boo Boo, he passed a year earlier. And it's like, no, man, let's give, put a little air under this. You know, let's show some respect to our cat. Well, we saw these two offered to us through adoption, and it was like, all right, we'll give it a try. And 9 years later, I'm starting here grumbling like, man, I'm getting too old to take care of these things. And it's like, they are part of the fabric of the family. By no means are they going anywhere. This one I won, but believe me, when mama ain't happy, the whole house ain't happy. We heard Two Cats by Harry the Hipster Gibson. That was one of those semi-spoken word pieces. Took this from a various artist collection called Jumpin' Like Mad, which is a two CD set on the Capitol Records reissue label, originally from 1953. So we're getting 72 years on your ASSs. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Kooks, Billy Rush, the guitar player who replaced, as if that could happen, Stevie Van Zandt after Stevie wrote and played guitar on the first three Jukes records. He left to go back to make some money with Springsteen after blowing up his career when he went solo in the early 1980s. And occasionally falls back in line with Johnny. And they did a great record together, a reunion record called Coming Back, something like that, from the early 90s. That's just sensational. Just great. Well, this one, we heard the track All I Want Is Everything from the Double Live album. And a Double Live album, Screw on Trees, like Shoes and Socks, you know, back in the 70s especially, and the early 80s. All I Want Is Everything is from the first solo record they did without Stevie Van Zandt, just called The Jukes, with a green cover, Southside on the cover. And again, Billy Rush took over some of the writing, in fact, much of the writing duties for the Jukes albums. And some of them were really terrible, but that was a good moment. Musically, the instrumental, if you can remember back that far, since we're 47 minutes into the show, we heard a piece from 1974 by Johnny Hawksworth called On the Move. It's from a really cool new collection called Motorway City, put out on the Gold Star for reissue labels, along with Bear Family, Ace Records out of England. Motorway City, can I read this? Maybe. The Golden Age of Car Travel, 1965 to 1982. I think you got to go back further than that. Chuck Berry wrote albums about cars and girls. And girls, and sometimes cars. That was our first salvo here on 89.0. We air live Wednesday evenings from 10 p.m. to midnight Oceanic time, translated into East Coast time here in the United States, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we're repeated also, restreamed on Free FM on Sunday mornings at 2 a.m., which you can hear on Saturday mornings at either 9 or 10 a.m., something like that. For advice, abuse, or comments on this show, 908-914-7582. We bust buttons that were on Free FM 89.0 on the North Island of NZ, a.k.a. New Zealand. It is a wonderful station and a wonderful place. And I heard over the weekend that the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, who's up for re-election, if he is re-elected, he's going to ban children under 16 from using social media. Now, there's a lot of useful information on social media, but some of it is so toxic, at least here in the States, it's driven people under 16 to suicide under peer pressure from asshats who are out there and criticize anybody and everything they can, because you don't need muscles to pick a fight with somebody on social media. Thank you. Our team, John and Barbara next door, for allowing us to land in their strip. 3D, when she has to be, getting me here and back to the land of Bohemia. And the big guy, especially, who sits somewhat patiently in the other room, waiting for me to shut up and play more music. Hang on to your hat there, bub. Then there is our New Zealand team, because as I said to the big guy in the cart, it truly takes a village to raise this idiot into hosting level. Then there's our New Zealand team. The man with shades of gray, Philby, and his radio program directly following this show, the podcast, the restream of Retrospect, tonight number 743, I believe. And that there's mayhem in that show in the most glorious of fashions. Then there's Mike, our program director, Deluxe. He hosts our breakfast shows on Free FM Mondays and Thursdays from 7:30 to 9:30. In the ocean time, and it is 3:30 the previous day here in America. So you do the math around the globe, because I left my abacus at home tonight. Mike, also an actor of repute, and not ill in this case. And then there's Ricardo, our fill-in deluxe, who, when I can't, he can and does. He hosted the show about 2 months ago, and I had to come back the following week because he's so good, I didn't want management to start getting twitchy about the fact they have me instead of him. And then there's the mystery man, the king of the castle here at Studio A. He whelps this wayward leaky boat into ship shape. I said ship shape. Once again, walking the tight line between the abyss and glory. At the end of the program, and you will hear his noise at the end of the show here as is in his weekly spot, as playing the deepest of tracks from around the world. So that's our bunch here on the Paleface Parabola, Oath Without Borders Radio, and Mental Gymnastics and Musical Hopscotch, to quote Sarah Palin, you betcha. Well, you heard a lot about Foreign Tongues, I would imagine, being the number one album around the world for a while. And Neil Casal, who's doing the guitar on this track, and I, we're both big fans of the Rolling Stones. just for an example of good taste or bad, depending on your taste. Let's do this one right now. And over the weekend, I went back and listened to this record because it was released on August 24th, 2 days ago, 1981. I never liked this record that much because it was a pastiche of studio cuts just to have product out there to sell along with their tour of 1981. And I didn't like that tour at all. Ronnie and Keith were just too whacked. And the band sounded sloppy from the stage. But the Tattoo You reissue has a second disc full of songs from the 1970s that they had never released before. And I like the tale of Fiji Jim. And hopefully in 4 minutes you will too.
I'm dishonest, and a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly, it's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict And they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
To do, we both Thanks for coming to our show tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you. We think it's great to be able to enjoy fine entertainment in the comfort and privacy of your own car. The come-as-you-are atmosphere is a pleasant way to relax in the evening. Don't you agree?
Well, from what we know about the legend of Lee Scratch Perry, you either needed a referee shirt on to stop the fights that he might start with other musicians in the studio, or, lacking that, a floor-length bong so he could take hits off it while he was producing these sessions. I think he's on the Mount Rushmore, but there would be 5 to 10 heads of Jamaican Mount Rushmore musicians, beginning obviously with the ambassador to the world, Bob Marley, and then going to, oh, that's why it wasn't, because I played the wrong song. Let's get it the right song. There we go. So, this one, by the way, is the Scratch Perry studio band, the Upsetters, and On the Rock is the track we heard, which is biblical, when Jesus told Pete he was going to be the rock of the future church. He said, hey, Pedro, how you feel about being a rock? And Pedro said, Padre, whatever another derivative for Peter is concerned, said, well, yes, Lord, but help, I'm a rock. Zappa reference. Before the Upsetters, you know, people pay for this kind of comedy so they can buy tomatoes and throw them at the comedians. Before the Upsetters, ZZ Top, a last-second inspiration for the ghost of Frank Beard, the drummer who didn't have one, as opposed to Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons. Took that from the best of. That was originally from the album Tejas, which is one of my go-tos of ZZ Top. I think that album is woefully underrated in their catalog. And that track called Arrested for Driving While Blind. Officer, what's the problem? Well, I ran your plate and I couldn't find anything about immigration, but you're driving while blind. And, you know, blindness is an impediment when you're driving a car. That from 1977, I think. ZZ Top. Frank Beard was a steady pulse in that band. Not flashy like Charlie Watts wasn't flashy. Those guys just drove the engine. The Raunchtones before that. Another area release that has Neil Casal. And I never have heard Neil play better than on that record. He is a fireball on guitar. The guy who got started in the band Blackfoot, Southern Rock Band. And if you know anything about Blackfoot, you know they had Ricky Medlock, who started off in Lynyrd Skynyrd and now is the only original member left in the band, that Gary Rossington died. Well, Neil went on and he kind of had this almost Jackson Brown-esque first album called Fade Away Diamond Time, which is a masterpiece of a genre. And then you're like, oh, Rain, Wind, and Speed, which he did for the record label I co-owned back in 1996, I believe, after he got dropped by Zoo Records, his major label project. And this band, the Raunchtones, cut that record with Snatch It Back and Hold It in a garage by the leader of the band, El Roncho. And those two guys were a blitz of a fired up guitar. Neil and El Roncho doing a cover. I think that's a Junior Wells track. Snatch It Back and Hold It. I could have played any of the first three songs and probably should have, because they are all a 13 and a 12 world. Started the set with Fiji Gin, or Jim. Jagger, as usual, marble mouthing the lyrics. There are none in this even deluxe package, and you can't read the songs. You just kind of have to go through it and memorize them as to what they were. There's a terrific version of Dobie Gray's Drift Away on here also. It's from the Tattoo You Deluxe, and don't lose sleep or time on the new album, Foreign Tongues. It's special. It's so good. I brought it with me tonight, but I don't think we're going to have time to play anything from it. Because right now, all the news that gives you fits and back to music. What do I have queued up? You know, I've got something queued up. Oh, I know what it is. I think you'll like it. I think you'll love it, dagnabbit. Trump to the world. NATO was not there for America. Australia, mate, you run a country with 600,000 sleeping on the street tonight, and medical debt is the number one cause and source of bankruptcy. Look in the mirror, and here's the takeaway from this. You spray tanned aluminum siding salesman, you. That was on the Firesign Theater social media page. I don't know who wrote that, but gold star to you. Marshall Allen, the now leader of the Sun Ra Orchestra, he's 102 years old. He released his first ever solo record when he was 100 several years ago, called New Dawn. Still active, still seeking. A quote, if you sit down with Marshall, he's going to play until you stop him, and sometimes he won't stop. Marshall, I play music for my well-being. And I thought, funny? So do I, Jumpin' JB. And the Mystery Man. And anybody who loves it as an art form, but not as much as we do here at the Pale-Faced Parabola. John McLaughlin, he of many different styles, the Mahavishnu Orchestra, played with Miles Davis for several years, guitar player, still with us. The current issue of Downbeat Magazine has a feature on John Coltrane, this year being his 100th birthday. John McLaughlin's quote, "Coltrane single-handedly brought the dimension of spirituality into jazz in 1964 when they got together and cut A Love Supreme. He said, it was a pivotal experience in my life. Alan Holdsworth, the guitar player we referenced before from the Soft Machine, among others, on Coltrane, he completely turned my life upside down. And you know, as great as the music is on A Love Supreme, John Coltrane's liner notes are just as good, if not better. We recommend. 3D and me finished watching the 1964 movie Becket about the Archbishop of Canterbury, played by Richard Burton. Sir John Gielgud was in that movie as the King of France, I believe, and he was absolutely great. And then there was Peter O'Toole. And in the dictionary, under the phrase chewing the scenery, would have been his picture, and is. But what a glorious chew. I mean, that guy was one of the first pseudo-villains, because he could be a no-good, Nick. King Henry could. And I laughed at almost everything that came out of his mouth because it was delivered so manically. What a movie. If it didn't win an Oscar, and if O'Toole didn't win an Oscar for best performance, both should have. IMHO. August 9th. Man, did I get mad when I read this. Florida Immigration and its Border Patrol officers detained a couple after running their plate. The man had lived here for 20 years. They had just left church, 5 kids in the car, the oldest a teenager. Border Patrol ran the plate, quizzed the parents, cuffed them both, and took them off to 2 different detention centers in front of the kids, who were weeping uncontrollably, and rightly so. And the oldest, the teenager, said, what are we going to do without our parents? We can't even drive this car home. Said, well, you're going to have to find a way. They're coming with us. 2 separate detention centers, and I believe they're still in it. And it just frosted me. It's like, what, these are criminals? The guy lived here for 20 years. They're coming from a church. They're going to buy shoes to get their kids ready for the school year. What are you doing? And there's no answer. It's just a rhetorical question. That happened on August 9th, a couple of weeks ago. Nestle wants you to lose weight, of course, by their method. They want to corner the GLP market, which has boomerang effects on your body, don't you know? Trump waving the green flag for the IndyCar race that happened in our nation's capital here in America, Washington, D.C. And I thought, well, green's the appropriate color for Trump to wave, since that guy is purely transactional. And the only thing he really seems to care about, even more than family, is money. God, I can't stand that guy. Did I say I can't stand that guy? The Odyssey is Christopher Nolan's highest grossing film ever so far. Gotta see it before it leaves the movie theaters. Supposedly, it's just one of those movies that leaves you razzle-dazzled at the end of it. Anybody see it out there? 908 914-7582 to text if you've seen The Odyssey. 908-914-7582. How about this to keep you awake at night? A Chinese robot beat Usain Bolt's 100-meter world record at the World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing, where over 2,000 are participating. That guy beat Usain Bolt's time? I've heard, and I'm certain I've said this on the show before, if you want to stay awake at night, watch YouTube videos of robotics. Trump in 2016, I will eliminate the federal debt in 8 years. Well, Donnie, it's now 12. Actually, it's 10. And we're still waiting because you've added 13 million, not million, trillion to the debt, which is now $40 trillion in this country. And I've heard it said that baby boomers are going to be slain in their beds by their children for the world and the financial outlook we've left them. What is this? Oh, yeah. Dakota Johnson, daughter of Melanie Griffith. I don't know if a daughter of Antonio Banderas. I think it might have been a little older than that. Well, you know that she's a hotsy-totsy, formerly engaged to Chris Martin of the band Coldplay. Happily, she left his well-intentioned clutches and boring music clutches. She says on filming sex scenes, no problem. Let's go to Pound Town. And I think the crew led the applause. Because she was the famous in 50 Shades of Grey. Was the object of desire. That's enough of that. What is this? A coot fleeing as you... A couple fleeing Kiev in Ukraine carried their aging German Shepherd 17 kilometers instead of leaving it behind. I would struggle mightily at this state of physicality, but I would do the same thing. No animal dies on my watch, unless it's natural causes. New Zealand, your prime minister, we mentioned this before, Christopher Luxon, so we won't do it again. Paul Simon, there's a new book, we mentioned that before. Voyager 1 is 16 billion miles. I have Dr. Evil pinky raised to my lips. 16 billion miles from Earth. And it's about to pass the threshold into places that we've never been before and never will be, maybe. Can't believe that thing's still going. Let's start We Cheat the Hangman. We just completed Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World. This is the Pale-Faced Parabola on Free FM Live and podcast all around the world. We have a dedicated social media page on Facebook, Pale-Faced Parabola, or The Pale-Faced Parabola, curated and updated weekly by Bill Gray, who doesn't have enough to do, obviously. And we're very grateful for him and all of our team here in Studio A. Let's do this one right now, staying with the reggaetified thing. You may have heard of the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I don't think you've heard this song like this.
Life. nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Nobody played like that except occasionally John Fogerty. Dwayne Eddy with Paul McCartney on McCartney's own piece borrowed from the Back to the Egg record, which was a pretty ludicrous record except for assorted songs in 1979. The last one Wings did as an ensemble. Duane Eddy took this and made it his own. This is wonderful. It's only on the Twang Thang 2-CD anthology. It was recorded in February of 1987. Hence the big 80s production. Duane Eddy, Paul McCartney. New music from Robin Hitchcock. First electric record in a while. He's been doing a lot of acoustic stuff. Now, this isn't exactly Kimberly Rue as his guitar foil and Soft Boys worthy, but it's pretty good. The album's called The Confuser, just out this past week. We heard the track called My Dead Astronaut, which harkens back to Robin Hitchcock's first few solo records, where he would do all these macabre song titles and dare you to defy him. I've got time for Robin Hitchcock. He's a ton of fun in a black-humored sense of way. Preceding that, speaking of dark humor, and actually a devotee of the dark arts, Graham Bond with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker from the 1966 record, There's a Bond Between Us, before Ginger and Jack flew the coop, maybe to get away from the black arts. And they worked a couple records with Graham Bond. This particular one featuring that brief B3 driven instrumental track called Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which was a big hit movie at the time. And it's unwatchable because it's so scary from what I remember. Just awful people acting awfully. Began the set with a not-so-awful thing from the Easy Star All-Stars doing a track called Good Morning, Good Morning from the original Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, except they named it Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. And the Mighty Diamonds were the vocal group on that track. Actually, humble apologies. I was going to play Getting Better, but instead I played Steel Pulse, the Pride of Birmingham, England, with a version of Good Morning, Good Morning. Again, Easy Star All-Stars and Steel Pulse, Good Morning, Good Morning. That's where we've been in that set. One more to go, the Mystery Man's jam of the week, to lead us into the jubilee of 7 days before we return to have at you again next Wednesday evening. Life and management of Free FM permitting. Let's just keep hurtling forward. Got a couple more things I'd feel incomplete without laying on you. We begin with this one from November of 1936. This is the Harlem Hamfats doing The Ham Fat Swing, recorded in Chicago, if that makes a difference to you, here from Studio A in New Jersey and our home base, Hamilton, New Zealand. Free FM 89.0, accept no substitute. We'll be right back.
My baby went away. He went away across the sea. It's been 2 years or so since I saw my baby go. And then this letter came for me. It said that we were through. He found somebody new. Let me think. Walking hand in hand, smile was so inviting, the night was so exciting. Then he touched my cheek with his fingertips, softly, softly, softly. We knew it. Oh, whatever happened to the boy that I once knew? Oh, the boy said he'd be true. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, what will I do with the life I gave to you? Oh, what will I do with it now?
Ooh. burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon the page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love all this winter. Dying now, my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where flakes of snow are drifting. I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two. Happy just to hold the hands I love and to be once again with you. To be once again with you.
Is that the right one? Yes, it is. From South America, here in Audio Verite Land, this is Elaine Elias from the album where she does a version of The Doors' Light My Fire, and it's not as lively as Jose Feliciano, so you can do the math on that. Like this piece, this version of Take Five by Brubeck, it's, mid-tempo. I wouldn't play it if I didn't like it, but it's different. And that's okay. Remember, this is the show that brought you the Easy Star All-Stars doing Good Morning before. Let's back announce real quick. So we can get my co-conspirator. Of the evening, the mystery man on. We ended the show with Tony Rice. We'll send this one out to our bluegrass guy who graduated Bluegrass Cum Laude, Paul Trenwith. Back Porch Bluegrass airs on this station. It's one of our two most popular shows musically. Tony Rice sings Gordon Lightfoot. I was saying to a young man over the weekend at my record shop, this will go to the desert island with me after 3D gets done spreading my ashes in both Asbury Park, New Jersey, and off the coast of New Zealand. And he said, well, how many discs are you taking to the desert island? I said, well, 2,000. And that's today. It'll be more by tomorrow. Tony Rice, what a player, what a singer. Made to sing Gordon Lightfoot songs, IMHO. Marshall Crenshaw before that, covering the Jive Fives, What Time Is It?, from Field Day, his second record, and it really threw all of us because Steve Lillywhite produced it and put 80s production sheen on it, and it was kind of like, why is everything so loud on this record? This is Marshall Crenshaw? But having the chops and taste to cover the Jive Five made it A-OK with me. What Time Is It was on, oh, that's from the early 60s, if I remember right, and he had the Onions to cover it on this album. Jeff Beck with Irish lass Imelda May, who's a crush if I wasn't monogamously married, and Jeff Beck, who I regard as the premier rock guitar player of my lifetime. From the Rock and Roll Party tribute to Les Paul in 2010, we heard a version of the Shangri-La's Walking in the Sand that dusts off the original and then backs up to make sure it's been dusted properly. From Rockin', Boppin', Groovin', and Bluesin', Hot Instrumental Hits, 1956 to 1962, we heard the track called Percolator by Billy Joe and the Checkmates from that very same 1962, the one that sounded like an old coffee commercial, and began the set with the Harlem Ham Fats from the album Let's Get Drunk and Truck. I said truck, and the Ham Fat Swing from 1936. We have arrived at the ultimate moment of the pale-faced parabola. The mystery man now steps forward with gusto and aplomb to finish you off here in our 1 hour and 58-minute tour day. Bars, speak to me, maestro. What do you got this week?
We have.
As we joust for control of the board.
Only my mic.
Yeah.
We have a band called Et Cetera, and they were from Quebec. Only made one record, 1976, and they were very much influenced by Gentle Giant.
Oh, no wonder.
As you will hear in their arrangements and their vocals, which are all in French. And the tune we're going to hear is called Newton avait raison, Newton was right.
Yes, okay. I saw Newton in the title, and I knew it wasn't about a fig Newton. Wasn't it The King and I that did et cetera, in, if there's one thing I remember, it's Yul Brynner's Bald Head and et cetera from that production. Little did I know that I would wind up with a hairline like Yul Brynner when I was young. But I did, and it's okay. Saves me on combs and lotions. That's for us. That was us. That was for you, with ears to hear. The Pale-Faced Parabola, presented on this Wednesday evening, August 26th, 2026. We'll be back to shake your bones in 168 hours, a.k.a. 7 days. Keep your shutters open for Retrospect, coming up next with Phil Gray and the truly terrific programming here on Free FM on the North Island of New Zealand. We close and say it one more time. Et cetera, et cetera. Good fortune.
fasse gagner vos pifis, montez au rythme de ces sons. Ils traînent dans ces vagues les épaves de mes peines et mes illusions qui flottent dans mon passé, percées au gré de l'évolution.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.